Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes, we got the victory. Victory, victory, baby. How's everybody doing this beautiful Sunday evening? Oh, you're right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Globy Pope, Minister D, Bishop Prophet and Archis McCray, and Reverend Bishop Deacon, Elder Apostle, Dr.
Phil.
Phil.
Phil. And don't forget to write the check.
All right.
How we are doing?
Everybody doing okay. That's cool.
Yes,
well, I tell y'all. Yeah, I heard it's raining down there. Y'all know, y'all having a
sure enough it is.
Wet difficulty.
Sure enough
down
it
there,
is.
Huh? What?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's hot as all outdoors up here, I tell you.
Wow.
We're in the ATL right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. I tell you, it was hot. We've been to the fair. I'm tired. I'm full. And, I had to put all that out there.
Yeah, had you some corn dogs? Corn dogs and cotton candy?
No, I didn't eat any of that stuff. You know, I'm watching my figure. Thank you.
Yeah, we believe you, too.
My husband said he's been watching it, too.
Yeah.
But I tell you, anyway, well, we're going to rub it off. I tell you, we're going to rub it on off with y'all today. I tell you right here, we're going to have some good independent gospel artists on up. That was an independent gospel artist, Camilla Reed, that opened up for us with Victory all the way out of Houston, Texas. I tell you, that's all right. That's a nice song.
Beautiful.
She had a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And she had a beautiful voice. Mm. I tell y'all, so y'all hang in there. And I know y'all seen her up on the social medias, Camilla. She's doing really good. And I just thank God that she was able to come string through here when she first got started. See, you know, when they come through Glorious Gospel Vibe, baby, they go with her. What?
Yeah.
We do it. So I tell y'all, sending your MP3s playing, we going to put you on out there. That's what we do. But before we get crunk, we're going to do a little, we're going to do prayer. And then I want to bring on Darius Pearl, a new song that he sung last week. He was on here. I call him Darius Pearl. I Will Glorify. I just want to tap on that for those that did not hear his new single that's out. And we're going to go on a little Black history. So I'm just kind of running it down to you before we get it close. So let's run that prayer. Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I'm just so grateful and thankful, Lord God, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for opening up your arms to each and every one of us and watching over us all during the week, allowing the ministering angels to be round and about to protect us and look after us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the anointing power of God through the Holy Spirit which dwells within us, Lord God, that leads and guides and directs our paths, Lord God, if we allow him to. I tell you, y'all need to pull him off the shelf. Oh, Lord, I just thank God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. What would we do without the anointing, I tell you, to destroy every yoke, pull down every burden. Father, we just thank you. Father, we thank you for all our listeners that have been tuned in today and always tuning in and listening to us and bringing our stats up to par. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that come through this radio broadcast. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of our hosts, Lord God. We thank you. And we ask for safe travel to and from everybody's destination today. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you because you bless us and you loved us first. That's why we love you so. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
I was just going, y'all. I was rallying, but you know, you don't feel it. Yeah. I got to glorify him. I got to glorify him. Anytime I get a break and get a chance, I think on him. I think on him all through the day. You know, he come across your mind, you know, when you're anchored in him now. Now I'm talking about those anchored in him. He come across your mind all through the day. You, and every little thing that you do, you think, God, what you think? What you think? Should I go this way? Should I do this? Should I say that? Should I sit here? Should I walk over there? You think those things. You might not do them all, but you think about it. You know?
Amen.
But God is good. I will glorify Darius Pearl right out of the ATL right here in Georgia. I'm going to run it. His first
one-on-one conversation with you, Lord. You satisfy my needs and my wants, my desires, my hopes. You fulfill my dreams, O God. You satisfy my very soul. I just come to glorify your name.
Oh Lord, I'll always praise your name.
Piano playing is just awesome. I mean, everybody tried to get him to play for him, but that's what he started out with. But I tell you, y'all ain't seen that. Wait till y'all get that whole CD.
Okay. Uh-huh. I like that.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway,
uh-huh. We got our Black History coming up. Minister D, I tell you, you know, it's so much going on, y'all, out here in this atmosphere. Y'all better get anchored and tied up and tangled up in Christ. I tell you, because what's going on out here in this atmosphere is a foul odor and a foul, foul spirit.
Amen.
That's wreaking havoc in every city, every town. The United States is in trouble.
Amen.
And I'm telling y'all, get it together, because, and I'm just gonna give you just an example. You know, I haven't been in the realm of how police act around, you know, when it's a whole crowd of people here lately. And today, you know, just going to the fair, it was so many police there, so many sheriff departments. Now, I'm in Cobb County, Georgia, ATL, Marietta area. And I'm hearing all this hollering, you know, like screaming at the people. You know, they walking across the street, move it! You know, just hollering like they, somebody gave them some kind of anger medicine. And I'm like, well, when they start talking to people like that, you know, like they're talking to little kids or somebody that got on their nerve, or just hollering out real loud. So, okay, so we're getting ready to leave. A lady behind my son was blowing for him to move. Now, we got to wait for the traffic, which they was going so fast. They trying to, you know, they in a hurry. So she blew the horn, and they tells my son to pull over to the side. Get out. What you honking horns for? When is it against the law to honk your horn, y'all?
My law.
And just the nastiness and how they said it. He said, first of all, sir, I wasn't honking my horn. That was the lady behind me. Oh, and when you would go ahead on me. I'm like, where they do that at?
Uh-huh.
Just
me retraining.
So much different stuff. Retraining? I don't know. We might need to go call down from heaven for some people to come down here. Because these demons down here, this ain't no joke. Now, I don't want to tell you. Now, you know, I'm a African-American. My son is African-American. But the lady behind him, you know what color she was. He told her to go head on, but pull my son to the side. Wow. It's just too much stuff going on that's not right with God. You know, it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Minister Bishop, run it.
Yeah.
Run it like you never ran it before.
Well,
Black history. I got a Black history lesson for y'all today.
Let me give it to y'all. This Black history lesson today will deal with how we have come to the point to where we are today. First, must go back to 1619.
Oh, Lord.
When Black people were negatively subjectified and objectified in America, right? It started in Europe when these different philosophers were giving these their concepts about Black people. Samuel Baker said this, and he was an explorer. He said, and in his memoirs, you'll find this, that Black people didn't have the noble character of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's another one named Friedrich Hegel. Friedrich Hegel, and these are widely respected, supposedly philosophers, and some of them were explorers of that day. Friedrich Hegel said that there is no historical anything among the Black Africans. Okay?
Hello.
He says there is no greed, nothing but, I'm going to paraphrase, foolishness and simpleness. They fall away out of animated nature like weak links, never rising to the full estate of a man. Okay? Now, these philosophies were passed down, or should I say from the 14th century, right up until today. Because during what we call the Eurocentric Renaissance, you had Black people, noblemen in Europe. But Europe had got power. So when Europe got power and they saw what Black people had in Africa, the first thing you do is you start dehumanizing people. They did, Eurocentric America did this in America, this continent called the Native Americans. If you remember, you watch cowboys and westerns like I did, they called them savages.
Savages.
You watched them as a kid growing up. Oh, the Native Americans, they savages. They're not Indians now, because Columbus was lost when he came to America. He knew where he was going. And so they objectified them as the same thing did in South America. Now, I said that to say, so we can understand how we got here today. They've been doing this to us all this while, and we at one time didn't have a choice because we were subjected to slavery, okay? And then when things begin to change from 1619 to Pastor King, that's what I'm talking about. We had leadership, okay? Y'all go watch this movie about Nat Turner. Nat Turner was not a true leader. He got them folk killed, got himself killed. If they tell the whole story, I haven't seen the movie. They put their bodies on 60s going into the Carolinas up on poles to scare all the other slaves. Now, this what we have today is because America has always taught that black people were savages and dangerous. Up until 9/11, the most feared man in America was a black man. And if you like me, close to 60, you know if you got on the elevator with most white women, they'd get off. I'll be looking at your phone and holding the pocket. Or you walk by in the car on the sidewalk in the car, they're going to hit the lock button right quick. Because that's how they view them. We have not had the proper leadership since Pastor King died to deal with, not racism, because there's no such thing as racism, to deal with bigotry in America. We've let these other voices take place. And I got to call their name. Let me go back in history a little bit. Let's talk about Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey wasn't a true leader. He tried to do some stuff, but he didn't have the spirit of God in him. All right? He formulated the Rastafarian concept for modern day. Okay? He said, let us find a black Messiah come out of Africa. So it seems like white people haven't changed. Now, I'm going to hurry up. So then you get men like the Muslims, like Louis Farrakhan, and people caught him. Louis Farrakhan is one of the most demonic men on the planet. He breeds violence. You know what I'm telling you?
Leave Farrakhan alone, I done told you.
He breeds violence. He's never told you anything that you already know. And we caught into all these people instead of picking up our Bible, having true leadership. I'm telling y'all, the problem we got is violence today because we have a vacuum in the church. It's the Christian church's fault because we're not out front. Look at your mega ministry. There ain't none of those pastors out front because they don't want to pay the price. See, we got to deal with what we call bigotry. And ain't no such thing as racism because we're all one human race. We've never taught one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all from a biblical standpoint. I don't even say that. I ain't said that mess since I've been in sixth grade. And I don't stand for the prayer since I've been in sixth grade. Okay? Because today we have this violence because leadership has not done anything. In 1968, we stopped moving because most of us Negroes got in places we couldn't go. And got a little bit more money, and we got comfortable. But it never died in Eurocentric society because they had Jim Crow at their dinner table talking about, all right, let me say what I want to say, talking about the niggers.
You're wrong.
In a negative form. talking in a negative form because they objectified us throughout their whole school system. In the civics books from 1619, then when you got established schools in the 1800s and coming to 1901, their books said that black people were less human than all others. That was taught from 1900 right up until the 70s, and they had to take them books out of school. That's what they taught about us. But we haven't had leadership, biblical leadership. I'm not talking about people like Black Lives Matter. They are a protest group. They don't have no answers. And we in the Christian church got to take responsibility. So these people that's doing these killings, since they've always seen you as an animal. They've always seen you as negative because we didn't have leadership. So now they're acting it out. And especially if you look at the numbers, which I've looked at, from the time Barack Obama became president up until this very day, it escalated. Y'all go through the studies. Go look at it for yourself. Don't believe what I say. Because we haven't had proper spiritual leadership. That's the problem. Okay? That's the problem. Because white conservative America, let me call some names. John Hagan, who I love, all right? Love worth finding.
That, I love myself some Hagan.
All these churches, I love them too. But they will not come up and stand against injustice with us. You mark that. We got to go all the way across the board because we got to teach against hatred and bigotry, and the church won't do it. We're going to have our big meetings about, bless me, God's going to do it. He's going to work it out. Yes, you can get it. But we do not operate in biblical principles when we leave the church. So you got all these demons like Evangelist Good Hope just said. They are amassing while we are praying, and God is telling us, stop just praying and go to work. Work is prophetic vision. Now, so we have been objectified negatively. We still are. And so you get these rioters, and nobody want to say, now these people are not who are rioting. They are not true protesters. when they break in stores, these are criminals of which I used to be, okay? Because they were protesters, they wouldn't do that. So we got these issues, and as black people, we got to remove all this negativity by putting the gospel out front. Now, I'm going to say this before I close, about us today. The Bible says this. God says he will not share his glory with another. He'll share it with you because you have the divine nature of God, okay?
Right.
But he will not. God does not move in ecumenical movements. And if you look at Pastor King, you never saw anybody from the Baha'i faith, the flower children of his day, or none of the other folks marching with him. It was Christians, people who were claiming Christ Jesus. Y'all do y'all study, okay? We in the church got to abandon this just praying and giving God this vain praise and go to work. We are absent.
Yeah, dude.
This is why
you're right about that.
We're absent. All right, I'm going to close on that because I'll be talking for another 15 minutes. And may the Lord bless you real good to do his will.
Okay. Now, y'all, you hear that now. We are absent.
Right.
We like to sit up in these four walls and praise God all day long. But as soon as the door opened and we let us out, we go to our house and close up in four more walls.
Oh, Dennis.
And we talk a good game now. We can talk.
Yeah.
We can talk about the whole situation. But ain't nobody doing nothing to change it. We talking amongst each other. We're not even talking to the ones that's out there doing it. We're just talking amongst each other.
Yeah.
We won't be evangelists enough. We're talking about going everywhere else except on our corner and take dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that because that's too much like the Bible.
But I'm just saying, it seems like, you know, us as Christians don't want to get out on that corner and do nothing. We just want to talk inside the house. You know, it sounds good inside the house. We tore up something inside the house.
The space is on. Shout to your wig.
But,
come on. I saw some peppercorns one time, and she shouted, and all of a sudden that blonde hair went one way, and I just saw nothing but black roots. That girl was shouting.
Don't start. Well, she here now. She here.
She got her little baby. I'm sorry.
And she's listening. Oh, here she come. See. She won't.
You know you're my girl.
She said she wasn't getting on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Glorious Gospel Bible. This is Sister Vangelist Peppercorn in the house. That's right. I done got all into the black history thing and everything. Everything was going so good. Then you want to talk about people. You don't talk about it. I just told them on the other broadcast. You don't talk about people behind their back.
I'm just commending
you
on your shout, baby. That's all. You know you're a shout in a minute.
And I do something else in a minute, too. See, you don't know why the hell went that way. You don't know that.
Right. You don't need no matches, baby. You're just gone. No organ either.
Oh, don't try to sweet talk me, because I tell y'all right now, I'm going to go into some heavy prayer. Heavy prayer. How y'all doing? Bishop Reverend Doctor, I'm going to get back with you. August and Mr. McCray.
We're doing
how y'all doing?
Great. We're doing great. How you doing?
I'm just doing fine. And see, Evangeline's sitting up here quiet. And she said, and they talking about my hair stuff. But I know I'm doing it. I'm doing it, baby, to the cake. I got
that's
a new
right.
hairstyle. I'm going to bring it on for y'all. Don't hate
that's
when I
right.
bring it.
That's
I'm going to take me a picture. I'm going on social media. And everybody going to see it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on,
that's
see.
Nice.
He
just jealous.
That's all. That's all.
I just admire you when you shout. You just shout with such a prolific. And I don't even have words for it.
Bishop
Duke, inspires me.
Don't do it. Don't start it. I done told
that's
you.
My girl.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to talk to you later. I'm calling. I got your number. And I'm going to call you because I don't want to go off on you on the air because it's not ladylike. And it's not Christian because what I'm going to say to you. Also, not Christian.
You're
supposed to be a Christian
so
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't need no correction.
Oh,
ho, ho. Okay. I am strong in the power of the Lord. D. Lockhart in the house. Come on, D. Let's do this. Do it.
Of what he's done for me. how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realize there is nothing that could take. Of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, I know this, because he died and he rescued me. No greater love.
Peppercorn, I know your little hair is about to fall off then, ain't what?
Mm-hmm,
What you mean, little hair? How that got going on? I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all just hating. That's
yeah.
All
that. Mm-hmm. That Korean that flow.
Well, I ain't hating. I mean, I like your hairstyle.
We love it.
You can't actually see it. You can't just see it. Don't worry, I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to put it on social media. Don't
I know you look good, Sister Capricorn.
And I know you're right. I know you're right. I know you're right. This is all God right here, baby.
Yeah, they just jealous. They just hating on you.
Yeah.
But they love you.
I don't understand. I don't understand. They stay in the same style of hair out there in the store. Just go to the store, get you some wig, and put on. That's what you do.
Silk is silk number 10.
Inspiration Corner in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. They coming at you because I tell you, Sister Peppercorn lost it. I love nothing. I'm telling y'all. Y'all go get y'all a wig. Go get your wig, baby. Look better. You look better. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Don't let them tell you nothing. Inspiration Corner, people. Look, y'all. Y'all come over, because, see, I don't know what's going on with Sister Peppercorn today. She just, you know. Y'all pray for her. Pray for her.
She's just so wonderful.
Praise God. This is Bishop McCray coming at this hour, wishing you all, may God bless you all, a holy greeting. Yeah. I'm going to be talking today a little bit about salvation. Even though it's cover a lot of areas, but I'm going to try to put a little reminder for a small bit. You know, what I did was I grabbed my Webster dictionary, the word salvation. And the Webster tells me salvation is the act of saving from a catastrophe. And they gave a little example. It's meaning the saving of someone from a catastrophe. And they give a little example as to say the man found salvation in the cave from the winter storm, meaning that cave, he was saved from destruction. Then I got my Bible dictionary and I looked up the word salvation. And it stated the act of saving from a catastrophe, and it also tells that it covers a multitude of areas, and it could go from Genesis on back to Revelation. And it's a, you know, salvation, you can find salvation in a lot of areas. You can find salvation in comfort. You can find salvation in change. You can find salvation in being rescued. You can even find salvation in release. But it could go on and on and on. And it even let us know that salvation is the word of God. It's the gospel. It's the good news. You can find salvation even in that. But what got me the most was the one in the Webster Dictionary about the saving. The act of saving one from a catastrophe. And I begin to think on that. And I'm going to say, you know, this catastrophe, the act of saving someone from a catastrophe through salvation. And I want to say is that we are heading for a catastrophe, and we are not paying it that much attention. And what I'm saying is, in these meetings, it was letting us know that we all are going to leave here one day. And when we leave, we're heading for a catastrophe if we don't get it right. Our soul is heading for a catastrophe. You see, a lot of the churches don't want to speak on this catastrophe because it's not good news. It's concerning eternal damnation. And many don't want to hear it, but the truth will set you free. And I want to say, through salvation, hearing about this catastrophe that we are heading to, because you're going to go there. If you think you're not going to leave here, just look in the mirror and you will see what your hair is telling you. It's turning gray if you keep living. Meaning we're going to leave here one day, so we got to get ourselves prepared to leave here and to miss out on this catastrophe, which is damnation, eternal damnation. But I don't want us to get worried about that. I don't want us to get disheartened, because in the book of St. John, the 14th chapter and first verse, it said, "Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions." See, if you believe in God, then when you hear about this act of saving you from this catastrophe, you welcome the salvation. You welcome where it's coming from and what it's going to do. And that's what our job is, to spread the good news, spread the gospel, tell about this salvation, tell about this salvation that's in the blood of Jesus. I can see it. Can you see your salvation? See how good God has been. There's forgiveness in the blood of Jesus that will shield you like the cave shielded the young man, if you believe. I can see it because my sins are forgiven through the blood of Jesus. He told all the disciples to go now. They had the opportunity to see him, see how he preached, teach, and did what he did. Then he commanded them, after he came back from the dying on the cross, and told them to go now. You're going to be a witness for me, because you have seen, but some have not seen. But still tell them about this salvation. And that's what start doing, is spreading out this salvation. And some might say, "Well, how do I know about this salvation?" You're going to know, because you're going to be a witness. It's going to bring a change into your life. Not only do you have to struggle to stop doing these things, salvation will comfort you. Salvation will lead you. Salvation will change you. That's why you hear some people, when they have received and seen what salvation is, they say, "The things, I'm a witness. Because the things I used to do, I don't do them no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I used to say, I don't say them no more. Salvation has came. It came through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. And through the blood of Jesus, it washed away my sin. So now I don't have to worry about when it's time for me to leave here. My soul is going to be right. My soul is going to be with Jesus. He have came salvation. And if it wasn't for the word coming and comforting me, where will I be? I'm so glad that I got a little bit of knowledge about salvation. It was here so many, many years ago. Salvation was in the law. Salvation was in the commandment. Salvation was comfort to them. It was in the prophecy. But it came, and now it's finished. It came through Jesus. And when he rose from the dead, let's let us know that salvation is in Jesus. All you got to do is just believe it. Believe it. Believe in Jesus. Believe that the blood cleansed and paid your wages for your sins, and go and sin no more. The things you used to do, don't do them no more. If you do, salvation will still save you if you repent and call on Jesus. I tell you, God loves us. He loves you. Salvation is here now. So when you come to the end of your journey, there's not going to be no excuse. Salvation is there. You're going to hear it on the radio, TV, somewhere, all over the world. They're going to hear about salvation. They're only talking about Jesus. He got the true salvation and how he got it through the shedding of his blood on the cross. Loved ones, those who listen, if quite understand salvation, keep reading. It'll come to you. It's cover a multitude of errors. But I want to say to you, if you kind of understand it, you seek salvation, you will find it. You can start right now by repeating after me these words, by saying, Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you for salvation. I thank you how you died upon the cross and shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sin. I thank you for that. I thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to stop from being a sinner. I want to live right. And I pray that you help me see salvation in you. Like the other ones have said, I believe it, and if I believe, I seek, I will find salvation. Find you a church, a Bible teaching church, because salvation is a big word and it covers a lot of areas. But nevertheless, it is here. Ignoring salvation, which is the word of God, and get it down in your soul. If you believe that, then salvation is for you. You all pray my strength in the Lord.
Majesty.
thank everybody for joining us right here on Glorious Gospel Live. Thank you. We hope to see you all back here next week, same time, same place, right here.
Amen.
With all of our hosts, thank you all for being on the broadcast.
Yes. Bless. Love you all.
Love you.
Bless.
Amen.
Amen.
King like this.